'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also an excellent time for party crashing. Our music commentator, David Wuz, has become an expert in wheedling his way into a big soiree. He's here now to share some tips.
Passing through the mall last night, the siren aromas of garlic and marinara sauce lured me into Maggiano's restaurant, where I lasered in on a good-sized office Christmas party in a private room. I checked demographic and wardrobe coordinates and strode in like I was the vice president of the Topeka office, waving and smiling at absolutely no one, then making a hard left toward the buffet table. 7 minutes, 6 crab cakes, and 1 very large stuffed mushroom later, I blended out just as easily as I'd blended in. Truth is, I've been refining my approach to stealth dining and drinking ever since arriving in Hollywood some 30 years ago, a town which defies the no free lunch axiom with abandon. Like Archimedes said, give me a place to schmooze and I'll spear a meatball, something like that, right? I don't recommend the following methods to those with any pride or self-respect, but they have worked well for me over the years. One of the skills that proves indispensable is the ability to read guest list names upside down. While the person before you is checking in, scan the publicist's roster of freeloaders until you find a person you'd feel comfortable being for 30 seconds or so and hope she doesn't know him personally. Call me Ishmael, call me Heshy Gersh, just don't call me late for the chicken saute. Another reliable method is glomming onto what looks like a posse or entourage and trying to blend in. After seeing the premiere of Silverado many years ago at Sid Grauman's Chinese Theater, I walked the red carpet behind the fabulous Tony Franciosa as he made his way to the Western-themed barbecue buffet next door. All was well until one of the 2 300-pound Stonehenge-looking bouncers called me out as I scurried upstairs without the requisite invitation in hand. Without missing a beat, my larceny muscle moved my larynx to reflexively utter, "I'm with Tony!" As if this 22-year-old Philistine would remember the star of A Hatful of Rain. 5 minutes later, I'm in Brisket City, baby. Sometimes more desperate measures are called for. At a post-concert shindig on the grounds of the Universal Studios tour, my brother Jonathan stood 15 feet away as I cajoled a very tiny woman with an outsized iron will. As concertgoers left, she wouldn't allow us to enter the facility against the human tide, saying only one of us could go to pick up the passes, then come back and gain entry. I leaned into the woman and whispered that my brother, who did look a little perturbed by now, was a paranoid schizophrenic and that I couldn't leave him alone lest all hell break loose. Needless to say, sanity prevailed and we were soon knee-deep in Grey Goose River.
Party Crasher David Wuz is half of the musical duo Was Not Was. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'll be out the rest of the week crashing some parties. Alex Cohen is here. Have a great holiday. I'm Madeline Brand.